Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for coming out today as we launch New York State's very first listening tour on our $4.2 billion bond act, which is an extraordinary amount of money, but necessary to meet the needs of what we're dealing with. Dealing with the effects of climate change, we have to be preventative. We have to be dealing with a lot of the crises throughout the state, and it's a good opportunity to hear from the people. And that's exactly what the purpose of this is, to go all around New York and listen to the people who have the most at stake, New Yorkers.
Can you talk about how this bond will impact Western New Yorkers?
Countless projects, investment in open space, resiliency, sewers. We have county leaders from Genesee County, Erie County, Chautauqua County. I think a lot of it's going to be sewers, which are very expensive, but also building up resiliency in floodplains, as well as just investing in creative community projects and looking for opportunities to create jobs and making investments, helping offset people's costs as we transition to clean energy. It's going to be expensive, but in the long term, it's going to be ultimately very cost effective for people to make these transitions. We want to make sure we have the resources to help homeowners as well. So there's going to be a lot of areas where we're going to be announcing specific programs and projects to benefit Western New York.
Governor, as Erie County gets ready to welcome asylum seekers to our county, can you update us on the plan in terms of housing and when they may be coming, so we can update our viewers?
You know, there's no updates only because we're still focused on, you know, where the people are coming in, keeping them and getting them settled in New York City. New York City's shelter system is overflowing, but literally Friday we announced that we have repurposed a formerly shuttered prison in New York City, which will be opening up to house over 500 people. We're also looking at space at JFK, looking at a hangar there waiting for federal approvals. So we've been very focused on just surveying all the state assets, and that would include SUNY dorms and shuttered psychiatric centers and anywhere we can find space to help take some of the burden off of New York City and their sheltering requirements. So we don't have anything to announce. There's no announcement that individuals are coming to Western New York at this time.
There are SUNY campuses here in Erie County still on the table in terms of potential housing?
Every state asset is on the list to be looking at. We needed to do a survey and just see, you know, the timing. Are there already programs? Are there already students occupying the dorms over the summer? Obviously, that wouldn't make sense then. So we needed some time to assess the viability of each location. And in those communities, is it, you know, are there hotels is a better option? So there's a lot of analysis going on right now. We just don't have an answer on what that's going to look like.
Do you have a time frame?
No.
Clarify one thing. You said if. So there hasn't been a decision yet that Erie County will be welcoming asylum.
No, Erie County has been gracious in saying this can happen here. Again, I just opened up a space for 500, or gave to the city the option, 500 in New York City. We also have the airport hangar, which is going to handle probably the same number. I don't know that answer right now. Our responsibility as a state was to offer the city various locations that could work if they need them to work. So that is why there's not a certain answer on that at this moment.
Last question.
The county executive last week said that he's coordinating with the state of New York City and that busloads of people were not just going to show up here without fore notice to the county. It sounds like that happened in Albany County this weekend, though. The county executive McCoy said that he didn't have much coordination with the mayor and a few dozen people showed up to a hotel. What was your reaction to that? And does that kind of confirm the fears that people were putting out there about showing up with no coordination?
I think the fact that over nearly 70,000 people have arrived over the last year, some weeks, so recently as a couple weeks ago, we had 5,800 in one week, 4,000 the week before. There's a large volume of individuals. And the fact that there's over 48,000 currently housed in New York City shelters shows that they are working very hard to provide the services and the shelter to the individuals in New York City. Yes, there's been conversations about where else they go. We've been encouraging them to give as much notice as possible to county executives. Given the scale of that number of people affected, it's not always going to be perfect, as we saw with that situation. I think it was 20 people who went to a hotel in Colony, and now we have individuals with notice to the mayor. They've arrived in the city of Albany. It is going very well from what we hear. So I appreciate county executives like Mark Poloncarz to be willing to support this effort. We just don't know whether the need is going to be there. It's all about just preparing. And a lot of people are saying the sky is falling before anything has even happened. The vast, vast majority of these people who are simply seeking legal humanitarian relief, they're here legally. They're absolutely here legally. They have a right to seek asylum in this country based on what they've had to endure in their home countries. The vast majority, many, many are women and children. And my main priority is making sure that they're safe, but also getting the federal government to help us with the expense, with work authorizations. I have so many employers and farmers who are desperately in need of good workers. These people came here for work. I've met a number of them. They simply want to have a chance to work and receive legal asylum. There's a great opportunity here for upstate farmers in particular. We have 5,000 farm openings today. I have 4,500 openings in hotels and restaurants in New York City. We have so much work to be done. We just simply need Washington to make the changes in the work authorization, which has been a huge focus of our project. Western New York's population, Buffalo's population, would not have grown if it wasn't for the refugees who came here from places like Burma and Somalia and Thailand. They are now part of the economy here. They're starting businesses. Their children are in schools, and the next generation is going to be leading this community. So we've seen the benefits of this legal migration, and we want to just make sure that we're ready. But there's just nothing to say right now in terms of timing, if and if when.
While we get there, could you speak to the Seneca Nation Camping Compact? There's a lot going on there right now. People showed up to the Capitol today with petitions from the Seneca Nation. You recused yourself, obviously. Maybe you can speak to what that means if you're getting daily updates. And now legislation to say, if we don't have a deal before the end of session, at least your office will be able to go ahead and approve that before the deadline comes up in December. So where are we at with all of this?
As you properly said at the outset, I am recused. Recused means being not involved in negotiations day-to-day or in the long term. I am not involved. That is something I set up long ago. It was important to assure people that the process will have the integrity that's required and remove any doubt as to whether or not that's going to happen. So I feel comfortable that it's being managed by other people, but I'm not involved in that.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.